I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Katie Kern. She's a communications coordinator with the Upper Peninsula Power Company, and Jim Grunstrom, the president of the Dead River Campers Incorporated. We talked about the upcoming aquatic invasive species landing blitz. It's happening this weekend, and here's more with Jim Grunstrom and Katie Kern.
Saturday, we're putting a little event together to help educate the community about aquatic invasive species that are quite a threat in our area right now. So just a little bit of info to get people more aware and what they can do to stop it.
So what's going to be going on? What are you guys doing and when?
9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hoist East Basin boat ramp. There is going to be representatives from Dead River Campers, UPCO, the Lake to Lake Invasive Species Group, and we're going to have a boat there, and they're actually going to show you the danger places of what you need to be watching for when you're taking your boat out of the water, where to remove things, where to leave the plants that might be attached to your boat.
And this is open for folks to come and check out and learn, right?
Yes.
Well, Jim Grunstrom also in the studio with us this morning, president of the Dead River Campers Incorporated. And Jim, tell me a little bit about, from the perspective of the Dead River Campers, why this is an important thing to know about.
Dead River Campers is responsible and property owner around the Hoist Basin. And we're in conjunction with UPCO, of course, because they make electricity from the Hoist Basin. So we're actually really good partners. The point is that we don't want invasive species, meaning basically waterborne weeds, to proliferate in the basin. And some of the worst ways to bring them in, unfortunately, are in the bottom of your trailer, the bottom of your boat, the bilge of your boat, your boots, and everything else. So a lot of people don't realize how invasive and infectious they are.
You know, this is interesting, too, because you're talking about a basin. You're talking about someone that's not quite as, like, I guess maybe free-moving as something like the Big Lake or something like a river or something along those lines. This is a gathering area where if this gets in there, this could be a real problem.
Well, exactly. And the Hoist Basin is actually the fourth one up in the river chain of the Dead River. So if we start it anywhere along the river, it's going to head to Lake Superior eventually, but it's going to take care of the Tourist Park, Forestville, the McClure Basin. All of those are downstream, so to speak, from the Hoist. And the Hoist is probably one of the most navigable, most easily accessible, great launch ramp at the East End. So a lot of people come to visit.
So for folks that are curious about this, what are some of the things that you know are going to be talked about at this particular event?
Certainly prevention. I mean, I would imagine they'll have some pictures and some maybe real weeds of what we're supposed to look for. And we're pretty aware as residents of the basin when we see prolific weed growth and whatnot. We work with the biologists at UPCO and we bring weeds to them. And fortunately, we have prolific weeds, but none are invasive at the moment.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So the word here is that people should come to this really to just get an opportunity to learn about these invasive species. We were kind of joking before we went off the air, you know, but it's weeds and things like that, that this is out there and they need to know what it is so they don't transfer it from place to place.
Absolutely. There are water bodies in the Upper Peninsula that have invasive weed populations, and it is somewhat highly communicable, if there is such a thing, for lakes. So it's intriguing to me. Garlic mustard, Japanese barberry, non-native knapweed, Canadian thistle, European march thistle, bull thistle, hound's tongue. It just goes on forever.
There's so many different things. But
exactly.
But I guess, and I'll ask from both of your perspectives, from not only the Dead River Campers, but from UPCO utilizing these basins for energy generation, Katie, why is it important that these, I mean, what's the problem if these are there? Why is this a problem?
It's taking over natural habitats for other animals and aquatic life. And some of them look like wildflowers. So if you don't know what you don't know, you can be thinking, oh, I hope those spread more on that one bank over there.
But it's not.
But really, you know, it's the enemy.
And from the Dead River Campers perspective, Jim, you don't want this to overtake the basin.
Absolutely. Most weeds, as we all know in our lawn, are prolific growers. So if you cut them loose, they're going to have a happy time. It's beautiful sun. It's warm water. Mm-hmm. You know, they just go. And we really, it is the perfect breeding ground for bad plants.
Well, what's happening again, when and where for folks to come and check out?
This coming Saturday, July 7th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Hoist Basin East End Boat Landing.
That's the comments of Katie Kern, Communications Coordinator with the Upper Peninsula Power Company, and Jim Grunstrom, President of the Dead River Campers Incorporated. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.